7:13. Well, I'm very proud and pleased to welcome Darren Mayoff to CJD this morning. He's with A Horse Tale Rescue, and he's on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine. What a glorious day it must be where you are. Are you in Hudson?
Well, technically, we're in Beaudry d'Orio.
Okay.
Just outside of Hudson.
All right. And we'll get the address and the directions from you as time goes on. I know that keeping any kind of horse, just one or two, can be expensive. How many do you rescue? How many have you rescued already?
Right now, we have 8 horses and 1 donkey. So,
where'd you get the donkey, by the way?
The donkey was a guard donkey. He was guarding the cows. So donkeys are very protective, and they will protect the cows from the coyotes.
I've never heard of a guard donkey.
Oh, yeah, he's got a baton and a little... No, just kidding.
You had me there for a minute.
Sorry.
The thing is that I know that coyotes have shown up in the more rural parts of Montreal Island, even.
Oh, yeah, coyotes, foxes, any sort of predator, I guess, would go after the cow. The donkeys will not stand for that.
And that they actually protect the cows.
Yep.
Isn't that something?
It is.
The last time we talked, I think it was the dead of winter. And I think you guys were running a little short of dough. I hope we were able to help a little bit. Tell me what's happening today.
What's happening today is our Day in the Country fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of activities at the barn. We're going to have some hay rides. Of course, we're going to have the horse ride. Barbecue, pulled pork, corn on the cob. We're also doing a little country market theme this year, which is going to be super fun. We have some little jams and pickles and other items like that. Of course, there's going to be a bouncy house for the kids, some live music, and what's going to be really fun and unique is we're doing a smooch with Smooch Booth.
A what?
Smooch is
Excuse
smooch,
me? Yes.
A smooch with Smooch Booth.
Oh, okay.
Smooch is one of our horses who
I see.
Is aptly named Smooch because he does like to give kisses, so we're having a little Smooch Booth set up.
Do people seem to enjoy being kissed by a horse?
The people that want to be kissed by the horses will be the people that will go to the smooch.
They really like it.
Yeah.
I hear you got corn on the cob.
We do have corn on the cob. Fresh corn on the cob. Probably, I don't know how recently it was picked, but fresh from the farmer's field.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I see here kosher hot dogs, my friend. Way to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we try to cater to everyone. We're even going to have some veggie burgers as well.
Oh, that's going too far.
Well, you know, I said everyone.
You have.
We're super excited as well. We have a lot of raffle prizes this year. Some Alouettes tickets, signed autographed soccer ball from the Impact. We have gift cards from Gibby's, a splash and stay at in Vermont, a splash and stay for 4 people, so that indoor water park, all sorts of great stuff.
Seems like a perfect day, Darren, to take the kids out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My kids are very excited, as are we in our family, for sure.
How important is a horse tail? I guess what I'm trying to get is, what would have happened to these horses, and in one case, a donkey, if you all hadn't gotten involved in this?
I guess, every case is different, for sure. That's why we say every horse has a story.
Mm-hmm.
But probably it wouldn't have been good for the horses.
It wouldn't have turned out well for them.
No, it wouldn't have. Some of them might have been mistreated, or worse. We step in, we give them as much care and as much love as possible. We have a group of members that come out 3 times a day to feed them, to groom them. Some of them have various medical conditions, so they're given different medicines or different treatments throughout the day. And certainly a lot of love. And as much love as we give them, what all of us have noticed is how much the rescue has given back to us.
It's the same sometimes with dogs and cats. They know they've been rescued.
Yeah.
You know, it's really quite amazing. Tell me, do you have any former Calèche horses?
We do. We started with about 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago. We rescued a couple of Calèche horses that were going to be retired. And now we have 2. We have 2 Calèche horses.
Perhaps you can help me understand something, and I hope I'm not venting or anything, but there's a guy named Jacques Prudhomme who got himself, and he spent $15,000 to build this thing. It's an electric caleche. And now the city says no. And after 38 years of experience, it looks like a horseless carriage from the early part of the last century. And I'm wondering, why do you suppose the city would have gotten involved in this? And wouldn't an electric caleche be the answer to make everybody happy?
The electric caleche looked very cool.
It does.
I have to say, but I try not to get involved in politics. I have no idea what the city or the mayor is going on about with that.
It's as if they're just trying to be difficult, you know? Don't understand. All right, let's get back to your outfit today. This is a horsetail rescue taking place today. I know you start at 11 through until 4. There's no entrance fee. Do come hungry. They're also selling raffle tickets on site for $1 each or 12 for $10, and some wonderful prizes to raffle off. It's a great day for the kids. Now here comes the directions. Over to you, Darren.
Oh, the directions. Well, it's 27 Chemin Murphy. So for those of you that hop on the computer, if you just search a horsetail, we'll show up right on Google, so you can use the Google Maps. But if you're coming from the, we'll assume everybody's coming from the Montreal side, so you hop on the 40 West, you keep going until you get to right around, what is it, exit 28, I knew I should have written that down, where you're going to see the Hudson Outlet.
Yes.
You'll see the Reebok store and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just hop off right there. We're going to have signs along the road pointing you in the correct direction to go, so follow the signs.
Do you have a website?
We have a website. It's AHT, which stands for a horse tail, ahtrescue.org.
Thanks.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Excellent. Darren, thanks for joining us this morning, and best of luck to all of you.
Thank you so much, Dave. Have a great day.
A horsetail rescue. That's Darren Mayoff, by the way. It's 720 CJD 800.